Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And I'm sure you've heard tell of it here on this radio station. The legislative session is, at least for now, over, Brian.
Yeah, although this, I was like, is it the enabler bill, the incubator? Oh, it's the implementer bill. It's all this inside baseball stuff. And this is actually a really good write-up on ctmirror.org on everything that went on.
Who did it? Fanef or
Pasniokas? Yeah, it was really good write-up in terms of, because I as I've come back to Connecticut and I'm more engrossed in the local politics. Mm-hmm. It's great to read an article where you learn about the dynamics of it, and he really gets inside baseball. But, you know, there's stuff that was in the implementer bill that got taken out. There's some personal politics involved in that. It's not just partisan politics that's involved in that. And that sometimes you just have to, you know, bite the bullet to get things moving.
Well, people load enough stuff in there.
You're not going to hold up the entire state government for one thing. So those are difficult decisions for legislators to make.
Yeah, a lot of things you'll do is free milk for children. And if you vote down because they've got 18 million other things on there,
then you're the one who doesn't want kids to have good nutrition.
Kevin Kelly finds himself, sometimes.
The Republican leader in the Senate. Good morning, Senator Kelly.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. How are you today?
Pretty good. I mean, just can you talk about, you know, again, people listening don't necessarily understand the implementer bill. It was 800 plus pages given to you hours before you had to debate it and vote on it. And it really is about how all these measures are supposed to work. But we learned that stuff gets shoehorned in there. Can you just tell us, was there anything that ended up in there that you had a big problem with?
Well, there were once again, Brian, in the abstract, you look at this, you pass a budget that sets out the money, and then the implementer is just supposed to implement the money that you just passed. So, for instance, if we created a bucket of money for nonprofit services, then the implementer would take that bucket of money and distribute the cash accordingly to maybe somebody that helps children, somebody that helps seniors or the disabled. And that's the way it's supposed to work. It's definitely not supposed to work where they walk in 4 hours before they expect you to vote on something and hand you an 850-page document that has Medicaid policy, tax code changes, environmental law, and many of these are new programs that we've never seen or have actually gone through the process and lost, and now they're bringing it back.
But that happens if Republicans would control things too. Like, that happens no matter what, correct?
Right. Well, I can't speak to that because I have never been.
Yeah, you've never had the privilege. Sorry.
Republicans have run the show.
Yes. Right.
And the last time they controlled everything, had to be probably like the 30s or 40s.
Right. Oh, my God.
I can't comment, and even if I took a walk across the street to the Connecticut Library, I don't think I'd find it very easily. So that's what happened. Now, this week, it was just a huge calamity. First and foremost, you had the marijuana bill going back and forth like you were watching the French Open. You know, the bill was down to from the Senate to the House, back up to the Senate. It was just ridiculous. The implementer itself, there's issues in there. There was the issue that we fought all session on regarding the gas tax. There was a provision in there that could have been interpreted as an end around that. Although the majority never brought that bill up, there was a provision in there that would allow state agencies to contract with other states, and that's what was the underpinning of the gas tax. Thank God that thing got taken out when it was down in the House. But even the way it came back to us after it passed the House went what's called sine die, which means the Senate was left with either voting for it or not. We couldn't make any more changes to it, because if we did make a change, then that would die, and we'd have to have a new special session to do it again.
Yeah.
So this was just a big ball of confusion, to steal a line from the Temptations.
Yes, indeed.
And, you know, there's a lot of things in there. There was, from what I understand, an additional $250 million of spending that was going to be spent in September. There were ARPA funds that were held back, and some of that money crept in. And it just, you know, it's not the way the process or the procedure is supposed to work.
What's ARPA?
ARPA is the American Relief Funds that were sent to Connecticut from Washington.
All right, the feds. You know, down the road, that's going to make a problem because a lot of people have been concerned about it. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is going to make a problem. And one of the big issues that, you know, is you know, out there is the fact that there's about $1 billion debt that's owed to the Unemployment Trust Fund. Right. And that's going to fall on small business and job creation. And so the budget put about $150 million. We actually ran an amendment to use the money that we were going to use in September. There's another $450 was being saved back to put that into that Unemployment Trust Fund, which helped people through the pandemic. But what it's going to do is it's going to, you know, hurt the creation of jobs if that burden is just going to fall back on businesses to pay that back, then they're going to be less likely to hire more people because their unemployment rating would increase and they'd have to pay a larger share.
Is there a way, you know, and you're right, I mean, it's silly that you get this, it's tragic, can be in times, that you get this huge document and you get 4 hours to look through it. You know, if you took speed reading courses, even that couldn't help. So, I mean, is there some way you can actually change that amount of time mm-hmm. so that you do have time to look? Or is it because we don't want you to look?
Yeah, I mean, one of the bills we passed this year was a bill that had to do with on-call scheduling for hourly workers that the Democrats thought was important, that if you work in a company and have a regular schedule, that they can't change that schedule on you. They have to give you a week's notice.
Well,
now, how nice would it have been, Ray, if they had given us the implementer this Monday and we didn't have to go back and vote until this coming Monday? Give us a week to look at it. Give us a week to understand what's in it. I think we wouldn't have seen the tennis match of the bills going from the Senate to the House and back to the Senate. And we probably would have done this in 2 days rather than 3 days. You know, it would have helped if they had done this during regular session. And keep in mind, too, this, that, you know, the Democrats, using a football analogy, are on offense. They're the ones creating this. They're setting the agenda. They're in the huddle. They know what's in the document. We don't see it. It doesn't see the light of day until, right, you know, 4 hours. And we're on defense. So, you know, we see the play as it's called, so to speak. And I just don't think people expect that that's the way their government should run.
Now, it seems that, you know, House Speaker Matt Ritter has a good degree of power here because he sort of gets the mic drop, right? So what they can let things die based on how they handle the implementer. I mean, how do you view sort of what was left off the table or out of the bill, like based on what happened in the House?
Well, the thing, the problem with that is that when it came back, like when we, you know, when the Senate sent the bill to the House, we did not go sine die. We gave them full latitude as a legislative body to debate, to review, to amend, to do whatever it was that they needed to do. And that should have come back to the Senate in the same form. What it did was it just came back to the Senate, leaving us an up or down, yes or no vote. So the whole process of, you know, and they put new things in there dealing with, you know, they were more technical, but still new nonetheless. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's the type of stuff that I think, you know, when we look at how governments run, that's what I think gets people upset, is that when it came back to the Senate on the final day, and the same thing with the marijuana bill, we couldn't amend that again
right.
if we saw some problem in it.
Right.
And that's not fair to the chamber, you know, the Senate body as a whole, that we're just left with a yes or no vote. And if it doesn't pass or we vote to amend it, because we have a good idea, and one of the good ideas I thought about was that loophole with regards to the not on marijuana, but on the implementer, was the loophole about the convicted rapist from Massachusetts that was discharged to a Connecticut nursing home and purportedly sexually assaulted a worker.
Wonderful.
Well, that's a loophole in our state laws. Why couldn't we have used this as an opportunity to close that loophole rather than wait?
Right. Listen, we're out of time, Senator Kelly. I'm just curious, you know, in terms of civics, why doesn't state government do conference committee like the U.S. Congress does?
Good question. It's just not the way we're organized. But, you know, there are a lot of things they, in this sense, in a technical civic sense, that are done in Washington that aren't done here that maybe we could do. And there's a lot of things in Washington we never want to bring here.
Right. Yeah.
But some of these technical things, like a conference committee, might be in addition to the process that would be beneficial.
Well,
something
Senator
to look at.
Kevin Kelly, in addition to being a state senator for about the past 10, 11 years, he's also practicing law down in Stratford. Hey, thank you much for being on.
Hey, you bet. Anytime.
All right, got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.